Here we go. Today's message, deal or no deal. How many watch the show? Come on. Deal or, come on, people, help us. You got to be alive. Deal or no deal. Here we go. Going with the message. Brand new message series for the next 3 weeks. The gist of the message is they're going to be this, and that is helping us to be the real deal. Helping us to be the real deal in our lives as we live for Jesus Christ. Before each other, before our families, before this community, I want to be the real deal. Are you hearing me today? And that's what the messages are going to be about. But we're actually going to get to play the game. All right, here we go. And I appreciate Raj. Now, y'all know I can't do any of this technical mess. Y'all figured that out already. But I tell you, I'm good at saying, Roger, do this. Roger, do that. No, but with ideas. So this is sort of our ideas together. We'll just come up with this morning. Let's go with it. Title of the new series, Deal or No Deal. And hope that you'll be here next week. Going to give a message next week on how to imitate God. It's right in the Bible. How can you imitate God? I tell you, I believe I'd be here. You know? And it's really good. And He is the real deal. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And Satan wants us to be like Him. The counterfeit. How to be like God next week. And then the third week in this series, for the first time at Fellowship Church, I'm going to give the message on how my mother made it. My mother's murder. I'm going to give you that story. It's called being real regardless. Being real even though it might cost you being shot 6 times with a .357 Magnum like my mother was. And so we're going to give that message with all kinds of pictures from Rockingham, North Carolina. Actually, Don Lutz and I went up there. We made a special trip. And I got pictures of Rockingham and where we went to church and all that kind of stuff. So that's coming up in 2 weeks from today. So hope that you'll join us for each message. Let's go. The real deal is our message title today. God's goal for every Christian, say it with me, is what? Holiness. God's goal. You might go, what's God want out of me? That's what He wants out of you. He wants you to be holy. But He doesn't want you to have a holier-than-thou attitude. See, that just screws it all up. I'm holier than you. That messed it up. He wants us to be holy. He wants us to be like Him. He wants us to glorify Him and live on this earth and show forth His glory and praise on this planet. But not a holier-than-thou attitude. He wants us to be the real deal. He wants us to have a true and authentic relationship with Jesus Christ. And my question is, if we're going to build a building, if we're going to keep building this body, if we do it on the backs of phony people, it ain't going to fly. You hearing me say? Being real. That's one thing God's done in my life for the last 4 years. Thank you, Jesus. He's helped me to be me. To be me. I, believe it or not, am fearfully and wonderfully made. Believe it or not. And you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Especially as and I've got several pastors in the audience today, friends of mine, and they will tell you, and I think they would believe with me today, that sometimes it is difficult being yourself and not and being true to yourself and not being like some pastor somewhere else or some religious group or some denomination or whatever. And God's taught me to be me. Have I learned yet? But I'm growing every week. Amen? And so I want to be the real deal, and God wants us to be the real deal in this community. We can do amazing things, but not satisfied with just being you, the old sinner. Are you hearing me say? Now, I want to be me, but I want greater is He that's in me than He that's in the world working through me. And then we can shake up things. Being the real deal. He is not going to work in a phony vessel. Well, I love Jesus, but you really don't. It ain't happening. He's not going to do that. Ephesians 1:4. We're going to be in the book of Ephesians, not a whole study of the book of Ephesians, just a passage or two over the next few weeks. According as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be what? Holy and without blame before Him in love. Did you know, I believe if He chose us to do this before the foundations of the world to be holy, then I think He wants us to be what? Holy and without blame. You know what? When you royally mess up, people can handle that, but it's when you try to cover it up. Are you hearing me? It's when we try to live like we don't sin. That's the problem. And we try to put on this mask and we're plastic. Deal or no deal? God wants us to be the real deal. Just other verses, I won't read them all, that He would grant to you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. This is not something you can accomplish on your own. It's going to take Christ in you, that He can dwell in your hearts by faith and you being rooted and grounded in love. Let's keep moving. Verse 18, 19, verse 20, great scriptures. Let's keep moving this morning. Deal or no deal? We're going to see some cases here in just a little bit, I believe. How can I be the real deal and not phony as the day is long? Would you say that with me this morning? How can I be the real deal and not phony as the day is? Do you want to know? Say. Do you want to know that? When are we going to get sick and tired of living the way we've always lived? You don't know how much more time you got on this planet. But wouldn't you like to finish well? Say. We got to be hitting the mark. I mean, I'm here, mister, but I'm hitting the mark now. That's what I want in my life. I want to finish well, man. Well, in the book of Ephesians, you see several things that I'm not, this isn't really where we're preaching, but I just want to say a few things. How do I do it? The Bible says, Ephesians 4:22, put off the old man. When you become a Christian, you have that old nature. You still have that nature. We have to put it off. How many have to work at that every day? Putting off that old suck every day. Say. Because you still got flesh. You still got problems. You don't get saved and get a halo the same weekend. It don't happen. You know? You got to put that off. Ephesians, put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt with the deceitful lust. We've got to put something off if we're going to be real. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, say it with me, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. We've got to put off the old man. Number two, real quick. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's what the next verse says. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. I don't know about your head. Did your head ever mess you up? Say. You ever had bad thoughts or just me? How do you do that? How do I not just live in that zone then? How do I not just, okay, I'm a Jesus-loving fella, but my mind's all messed up. How do you do it? You renew your mind. You renew your mind in the Spirit. That's what this verse is talking about. First Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through who? Christ who strengthens me. It's not about me pulling myself up by my bootstraps, huh? It's about me knowing Christ can work in me. Keep looking. Romans 12, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? The renewing of your what? Mind. That you can prove that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God's goal for all of us is holiness. And you think today I can wave some wand over you and it's going to happen. It ain't happening like that. It takes work. It takes putting off the old man. It takes renewing your mind in the Spirit. And how do you do that? You're renewed in the spirit of your mind by reading, meditating, and believing God's Word. Amen? And some of you might say, well, I don't read the Bible. I don't understand the Bible. That is a cop-out. That is being content with being phony and living a life like you are right now the rest of your life. I don't know. I don't want to finish that way. So how can I fix my mind then, preacher? How can I work on that? Read the Bible. Amen? Well, I don't understand it. How many ever said that before? Raise your hand. I don't understand it. Then how many of you read it and shazam, you understood it? Well, look! Yeah. Satan didn't want you to read that book. He didn't want your mind to be changed. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to the Word. Verse 11. Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. 105. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. 4:12. The Word of God is quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Beautiful thing about the Bible. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked. See, can't fool Him, can't be phony with Him, and open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. So number one, I've got to put off the old man. Are y'all with me so far? Thought we were doing a deal or no deal show. We're coming. It's coming. Come on. Number two, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. There are no shortcuts. Let's be honest this morning. I'm not asking you to be holier than thou, but how many would say in here today, you started reading the Bible and on a regular basis, and you started seeing sin in your life, and your life has been radically changed because of it. Can I see just some hands? That's just a testimony for some of everybody in here, okay? It works. It works. It's amazing. Let's keep looking. The last thing is this, and before we get to deal or no deal, put on the new man. So put off something, right? Renew your mind and put on something. Put on the new man. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in what? Righteousness and true holiness. That's the new man. That's God's goal for every Christian. Holiness. He wants you to walk in the spirit of the new man. Remember again, God's goal for my life is holiness. Is God content with me playing a game, say? God's not content with it. I'm not even really talking about saved or lost here. I'm assuming, there are Christians, and I'm one of them, who at times in my life I've been phony. I can't believe you said that, man. It's true. It's true. Plastic. I don't want that for my life. I'm tired of that. Don't want that in my life. Deal or no deal. Well, let's look at it this morning. Let's go. How can I tell and how can others tell that I am the real deal? How can I tell that I'm the real deal? Do you ever get like me where you even wonder, are you the real deal? Say, I know I'm talking to some real spiritual people this morning. There must be a few in here like me that can relate. Amen? Yes, I've thought that before. I remember Joy's dad telling me one time. He just wondered, after preaching many years, is it all real? Is it real? You know, am I going to stay in this? Because ministry can get discouraging. And he went down to Fort Myers, Florida, where he spent most of his life. And he got out in the palmettos among the thicket out there and took his car and pulled it out there. And he just had a big talk with Jesus. Amen? And that day, he banked it all on Jesus. He said, Jesus, if you're going down, I'm going down with you. And he banked it all on him. And because he wanted to be the real deal. Not in the middle. Not where, you know, am I real? Am I not? I want to be everything for the Lord. I want to believe that book. And that transformed his life. Changed his life as a preacher of the Word of God. And that's where I'm at in my life. That's what I want in my life. Deal or no deal. Let's look at it. You ready to play? Say, ready? Now, we don't have no pretty women on the screen in short skirts. It ain't happening. All right. It's me and Raj. Here we go. Deal or no deal? There are five ways that you can tell if you're a phony in your Christian light and testimony that you're giving or if you're the real deal. There's five things, and we're going to give them to you today, and we're going to play the game. Here we go. Deal or no deal. Same passage of Scripture, Ephesians. And we're just staying right with the passage. We're not even skipping any verses. Here we go. Say that with me. How can I tell if I'm the real deal? Number one, by my moral. Boy, help me one more time. Come on. By my morals. What's the Bible say? Here it is. Ephesians 4:25. Put away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we're members one of another. You can tell if you're the real deal by your morals. Now, don't get too excited if you're good in this zone because there's four other ones coming. Okay? I scored pretty good on a couple, too, and then I went, eh! And that's the key. We're the light of the world, Jesus said. A city that's set on a hill can't be hid. So we need to let our light so shine before men that they can see our what? Good works and glorify who? Us? No. Our Father who's in heaven. So here by our morals. Deal. Hit it, Raj. Tell the truth. Is that deal or no deal? Deal. How about that one? Lying. If you can lie like a dog. If you know it's true, but you don't say it, you're phony. I'm not saying you're lost and on your way to hell. What I am saying is, that's the old man. That's no deal, man. How about this side? Be honest. That's the deal. I'm going to be honest in my life. But what if I'm honest and it costs me? Well, then it costs me, man. Amen? How about that one? Cheating. I love Jesus, amen. Cheat like a dog. No, you don't. Come on. Look, deal. Do right, period. Morals, man. How about that one? Dodging. What do I mean? Dodging, bobbing, weaving, parsing my words, my little statements and things like that to cover myself up. Morals. I can tell if I'm, and I'm really trying to help myself here is what I was trying to do today. I can tell if I'm the real deal by my morals. Because I know what resides inside of this old sinful fellow right here. And there's something that's changed my life called the Holy Spirit of the living God, amen, and the Word of God. And I'm changed, and I'm changing, and it's showing up in my morals. Keep looking. A great word, say it with me, is what? Integrity. 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 All right, let's move on. Next one. How can I tell? Uh-oh. Woo! How many did really get on them? No, don't put your hand up. By my moods. People can tell. People, I'm just saying, what kind of air are you giving off? Is it a real air? Or is it a phony deal? What is it? By my moods. Look at the Bible. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. By our moods. What are we talking about? Pop the case. A righteous anger. Are there times where it's right to be angry? Say, and it ought to affect your mood? Amen. You know, we ought to get angry because of the injustice that other people are suffering. We ought to get angry at 50 million babies being aborted in the United States of America. That ought to make up, well, that's a political issue. That ought to make you mad. It ought to make you mad. Whether you believe it or not, I could care less if you believe with me this morning. That ought to make you mad. That there's not another way. That little babies are coming to this world and they're being aborted. As on television this week, a guy, doctor, in the 8th and 9th month, babies are being aborted. They're alive. They can live. And they're being killed. Well, Clark, I can't believe you say that. You know what? That ticks me off. But guess what? When I was lost, it didn't bother me, man. Bothers me now. Because I have a God, a holy God. And His goal for my life is holiness. And for standing for Him. If I don't stand for Him, who's going to stand for Him down here? Say. That's just one. Righteous anger. How about this one? Here's the problem with our moods. When we get angry and it's self-centered. It's self-centered. What do I mean? Somebody hurt me and I'm mad because they hurt me. What planet are we living on? People are going to hurt you, right? People are going to say mean things to you. It's going to happen. But when our moods are always focused on ourselves. Well, this happened to me or that happened to me. Well, I'm this way and I'm that way. And you know what? I flunked this one. I flunked. I was in my office and flunked. And I do pretty good among you folk, but I flunk with her. And I flunk at the house. When I'm tired, when I come home, and I think I'm in a comfort zone, and I can just let my hair down. And they see Dad, and they see the husband, and they see the preacher. It's phony. And I flunk. It's tough. I need help. I need to work on it. Amen. Anybody else need help in the building other than the preacher, man? At least I got a couple of you. Here we go. How about this one? A peaceful spirit. A peaceful spirit. A peaceful spirit. That's the deal, man. Not being up and down by your moods all the time. Look at this one. Psalm 4:4, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, the Bible says. Look at that one. Bitterness. Bitterness, if you don't let it go, it's going to just get inside of you. It's going to eat you up, isn't it? Say, it's going to eat you up. That's phony. When you talk to people, that person did this to me, but I love Jesus. It ain't coming off is the real deal. How about this one? Give it to the Lord. Can you say that with me? Give it to the Lord. That's the real deal. What's the no deal over here? Get even. Get even. Hey, can't the world get even? Say. They do that pretty good, right? Are we going to be light or not? Deal or no deal? Let's keep looking. Great word for this is temperance. It means self-controlled. It really means control by the Spirit. Amen? That's a tough one. Oh, no! Wow. How can I tell if I'm phony? Say it with me. By my money. I didn't make it up. Look at what the Bible says. I hadn't even skipped a verse yet. Here we go. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needs. Okay? Let's watch it. By my money. How can I tell if I'm the real deal by my money? Watch this one. Work. How about that one? Steal. Real deal? Look at this one. Give. Take. Some people, their whole life, they're takers, aren't they? Their whole life! They start out, take. You think they'll hit 30, take, 50, take, 70, take! Give, man. Giving shows that I'm the real deal. That money doesn't have a control of me, but God, the Holy Spirit, has control of me. How about this one? Share. That's the real deal. Selfish. It's mine. I'm going to keep it. Amen? Isn't that a great barometer, though, really, of what we are, who we are? Buy my money. Here's a word. Generous. Are you generous? I'm trying to help you today. You might have scored good on the first two. How'd you do on that one? People see it. Let's look. Buy my... They're all M's. Amen? By my mouth. Does somebody want to guess what the last one is before we get there? By my... Okay, good. You don't know. Here we go. By my mouth. Ephesians 4, 29 and 30. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. Obviously, this is a problem we have, and the Holy Spirit is grieved when we misuse our mouth. We should use our mouth. The real deal is encourage. Amen? What's the no deal? Discourage. How many knows, folks? Don't raise your hand, but every time you go around them, they're going to say something negative, discouraging. And so what do? You stay away from them. Okay, baby. Real deal? Bless. Bless with your mouth. How about that one? Curse. Are you the real deal? What's coming out of your mouth? I'm not trying to put you down. I'm trying to help. If nobody else gets anything, I'm getting something. What's coming out of your mouth? Do you leave here and through the week curse and say things like that? Well, then guess what? I'm not saying you're not a Christian. I'm saying this. You're coming off as phony. Y'all agree with that? Yes or no? And God, the Holy Spirit, what do? Put off the old man. Renew the mind through the Word. Put on the new man. That's how it's going to happen here if you're going to quit doing it. I used to say GD this and F this and all that kind of mess, and that's how I talked. And it was 6 months after I became a Christian, I started going, my goodness, I'm not saying that anymore like I used to. It wasn't me. It was the Holy Spirit working through me. Anybody else can relate? Say. How about this one? Deal. Positive. My mouth is positive. How about this one? Negative. I don't want to get ugly, too ugly here, but I'm going to get a little ugly. And that is this. I actually have had people, not a lot, but some, come to fellowship and leave fellowship church because they've said, and at one particular situation said, they don't come to this church anymore because you know Pastor Clark, he don't like to hear anything negative. You know what I say to that? You're right. Amen. Tell somebody else. You know, I'm not saying I don't want to hear problems. I'm not saying I don't want to help you. But if you just want to come up and tell me how we're doing everything wrong and we don't do it and you don't do it right, well, you know what? I was fine before you got here. Why can't we, you know, seriously, what's that about? Think about it, how we use our mouth. Are we negative? Glass always half empty. And you know what? I have problems with that one sometimes. I have a problem with that one sometimes. With my wife. Especially. It's anniversary day. I got to confess. Here we go. Great word for that is edification. Edification. What's the word edification mean in the Bible? It means to lift up, to build up, not to tear down. Last one and we're done this morning. We're a little late, I know that, but I didn't get started until just a little bit ago. Here we go. Deal or no deal? How can I tell if I am the real deal? By my, say it with me, manners. Manners do matter. Amen? They really do. Look at Ephesians 4:31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. By my manners, deal or no deal, pop it up, boom. Kind-spirited. Should a Christian be kind-spirited? Let's do a test. I want all hands up if you're ready. We're going to play a game. How many have known some really mean-spirited Christians? Can I see your hand? It's crazy. That's what no deal is. Mean-spirited. Don't do this. Don't do that. Why do you sing those songs? You don't use the right Bible. And you're dressed like that. What's wrong with you, fool? Come to my church. Okay. It ain't going to happen, man. Mean-spirited. The waitress comes. Doesn't just live up to your expectations. Move to Ethiopia and eat that. I'm telling you, we can be salt and light in this community if we'll watch our spirit. I tell you, this is rough. And I have a problem at this every once in a while myself. Keep coming. Keep looking. Tenderhearted. Tenderhearted. What does that mean? Compassionate. Compassionate. What's that one? Cold-hearted. People can tell if you're the real deal, if you're showing compassion, if you're tender towards them. Amen? That draws. That's why we say at Fellowship, we love Jesus, we love people. You got to love Him before you can really love people. If you start loving Him, my friend, He can take you from being that phony thing, and you can start to really show love to people. Oh, it's infectious. Look at this one. Last one. Forgiving. 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 Did you know it's just good manners to forgive folks, say? Well, I can't believe He did that. And we get so mad and so upset. I ain't going to that store ever again. It's something. What if God says, well, fine, go to hell then. You know what I mean? Forgiving. How about this? Malicious. Instead of forgiving people, what do? We turn around, we malign them, we talk about them. That is just ill manners, friend, to do that. And it doesn't please God. This is an ugly anniversary message, ain't it? You thought we'd be all happy? That's why we sang first. Amen? All right. Let's go. We're almost done. Goodness. Can you say that word with me? Goodness. Let's try to review. We don't have the words up there, but let's see if we can remember them. Morals. A great word for that is integrity. The second one was moods. A great word for that is temperance or self-control. The third was money. A great word, generous and cheerful. The fourth one was mouth. A great word for that is to edify, to lift up, to build up. The last one, manners. A great word for that, goodness. There is a banker. His name is Jesus. Every knee is going to bow and everybody's going to give an account to Him one day. Look at it. For it's written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me. Every tongue shall confess to God. So that every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore. You can spend your whole life doing that and be phony till the day you die. But judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or occasion to fall in his brother's way. Boy, if you live like that, it'll change your life. Amen? The banker. We're going to give an account to God. And we're done this morning. Are you the real deal? I hope that you are. I hope that you're working to that end. That was my purpose this morning.